ang mga local, national at international issues. 7-3-8 sa Mega Manila. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawak, mas pinalakas ang bagong radyo ng bayan.
Ang oras, 2 minuto makalipas ang alas 7.
Bayan at Batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at Batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Okay, magandang gabi po sa ating mga tagapakinig. Welcome po sa ating palatuntunang Bayan at Batas. Ngayon pong araw na ito, 18 sa buwan ng Agosto, ngayong maulan na araw na ito ngayong 2013. Ito po si Ven Lones at kasama natin dito sa studio si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ben, episode 142.
Wow! Pag umuulan pala, parang lalong gumaganda boses mo, Attorney Marvin, ha?
Oo nga eh. Hindi, maganda yung mic ko, yung ginto. yung mic ni Attorney Ponzi eh.
Oo nga, ano?
Wala sa ngayon, nasa bahay.
Oo. Anong nangyari?
So, yung mic niya ginagamit ko, magic mic pala tawag dapat dito eh.
Oo nga, ano?
Maganda yung boses.
Oo nga, ano?
It's August 18.
Oo nga.
Bukas, araw ng wika.
Mm-mm.
And then August 21, anniversary ng pagkamatay ni Senador Ninoy Aquino.
Mm-hmm.
Marami tayong pag-uusapan ngayong gabi.
Oo.
Meantime, pakinggan muna natin si Attorney Ponzi na kapon patch.
Ano nangyari? Attorney Noel Punzalan, kumusta ka dyan? Ay, bakit wala? Okay na ako dito, ha? Attorney Noel, nandyan ka ba? Naputol? Ako, naputol.
O sige, habang may technical issue tayo.
Sige.
Miss Ben, ang lakas ng ulan.
Oo nga eh.
O, pero hindi ba naman binabaha?
Oo.
Pero dito sa bandang Quezon City Circle, yung Bilogho,
mm-mm,
yung Quezon Monument, banda rito sa may DA tsaka DAR, medyo tumataas ang tubig.
Aha. At saka marami na rin yatang lugar ang medyo binabaha ngayon. O kasi nakapasok na ba si Maring? Andyan na si... Si Attorney, dyan na lang. Sige, okay. So, pabatiin muna natin si Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney Noel, ano nangyari?
Magandang gabi, Miss Ben.
Anyari?
Anyari?
Oo.
Hindi kasi, gusto ko rin nga batiin niya aking bayaw birthday kahapon.
Naku?
Nandito ko sa kanyang maliit na salo-salo.
Kaya naman pala.
Hindi na ako makaalis dahil ako rin yung driver pa uwi.
Talaga so, ikaw, pinagpapalit mo kami sa masasarap na pagkain.
Hindi, pinagpalit ko kayo sa pamilya ko.
Ay, tama lang naman yon. Tama lang naman.
Ayun, may paraan pa naman kaya okay lang.
Diba? Sige. At least may monitor ka naman dyan, di ba?
Ginagamit pala ni Attorney Marvin yung aking mic. Okay yan. Maganda yan. Tama, birthday naman niya sa 21.
Sino may birthday?
Biglang binuking eh.
Hindi, maganda tong mic mo eh. Ang gulo, napapakantawa ng ano eh. Elvis Presley.
Ako kung papakantayin ng My Way, nako my
God. And now, ba?
Diba? Gusto mo, lagyan pa natin ng ano yan, reverb.
Miss Ben, 0920-923-6509. Ang itetext sa ating mga kababayan. Bandang 7:30. Mamayang konti, Attorney Ponzi, meron kang tanong?
Sige, mag-iisip ako.
Maganda yung topic natin.
Oh, maganda.
It's a little known case. Mm-hmm. Hindi ito dinidiscuss sa mga historical discussions.
Mm-hmm. Pero mga law students.
Pero mga law students pinag-aaralan to. Pero magandang ilagay na natin sa ating mga listahan ng mga trials na ating diniscuss dito sa Bayan at Batas. Yung kasong tinatawag na Benigno S. Aquino Jr., versus Military Commission Number 2,
yeah.
Chief of Staff, Armed Forces of the Philippines, and Secretary of National Defense, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court,
pati Chief Justice,
the Secretary of Justice.
Yeah. Ang lupit. Nakita mo ba yung mga abogadong gumanap dito sa...
Oh, it's the legal luminaries of their time.
Mm.
In fact, yung iba dito buhay pa eh.
Mm.
At legal luminaries pa rin of this time.
talaga?
This case is 1975, mga kaibigan. Ito po yung kaso na sinubukang
questionin
ni Senator Benigno Aquino ang kanyang ang jurisdiction ng isang military commission na itinakda o ginawa para siya ay litisin.
Over a civilian.
Isang civilian, no? Benigno Aquino. Isang civilian siya at siya nililitis ng isang military commission.
Correct.
Yan, medyo mabibigat. Pipisan na natin, marami naman tayong oras. Dahil meron tayong guest mamaya.
Meron ba?
Ano, speech?
Speech. Yung naalala niyo mga kaibigan, 2 years ago yata or last year, meron tayong excerpt ng speech ni Senator Ninoy Aquino sa Boston. Ngayon, pinakita ko ni lahat yun. Sinanap ko yung part tungkol dito sa kanyang trial. Pakinggan natin.
So, okay.
5 minutes of that we'll listen to later on in the program.
Sa second half yan.
Parang closing natin
yan. Sa closing.
Siguro mga 10-15 minutes before we close. Pakinggan natin yung kanyang experience.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, Ms. Ben, gusto kong i-plug ulit yung ating third national Bayad at Batas essay writing contest for high school students. It's on. Please look at bayadatbatas.org for the rules. Ang ating topic, Attorney Ponzi.
Yung ano yan, yung the Philippines 100 years hence.
Yan yon. The Philippines 100 years from now.
From now.
100 years hence. So aming hinahamon ang mga kabataan ngayon, ang mga high school students na subukang gumawa ng sanaysay. At isa-isip, paano ba sabihin sa Tagalog ang i-envision?
Siguro ano.
Gunitain, tingnan sa likod.
Kasi pag gunitain, pabalik yun.
Pero ito, look forward.
Look forward to it.
Tumingin sa hinaharap. Isipin kung ano ang Pilipinas 100 years from now.
At ano ang gusto niyan sabihin, di ba?
At ano ang sasabihin niyo?
At parang meron tayong role model dyan yung ginawa ni Rizal.
Yun, tingnan niyo yung ginawa ni Rizal na napakahaba rin, pero hindi naman kailangan ganun kahaba.
Mga ilang pages ba, Atty. Marvin? Okay.
Be 1 page, 2 pages, 3 pages.
Kahit,
so far, may mga nananalo tayo na mahaba, 4 or 5 pages. At meron din naman tayo nanalo na maikli lang.
Mga dalawa lang, or less than two.
Less than 2 pages. Depende yan kung gano'n kahusay ang inyong pagsusulat. No? Tandaan niyo po, ang mga rules ay nandun sa bayadatbatas.org. Pagkatapos, yung ating highlight, ilalagay natin yun sa time capsule. Pagkatapos, ibabaon natin sa isang mabini shrine. Ewan ko lang kung di ba kami nag-uusap ni Director Badoy kung paano natin gagawin yun.
All entries yan, di ba? All entries?
All entries. And all entries will be put in the time capsule and then we will ask the future generations to open the time capsule 100 years from now, which is going to be 2114. And that will be the 250th birth anniversary of Apolinario Mabini.
Okay.
Si Apolinario Mabini, siya yung abogado na idol namin. Kaya isasabay natin yung ating programa sa kanya. Siguro one of these days magkakaroon tayo ng discussion on his life to highlight the 150th anniversary of Apolinario Mabini in 2014. Okay.
Okay.
Ano pa mga obligatory things na kailangan mo sabihin, Attorney Ponzi?
Wala naman. Yung magbati sa yung birthday.
Talaga inuulit pa. Teka muna yung prize para naman matuwa yung mga nakikinig sa atin na gustong sumali.
Hindi naman kalakihan, pero pwede na po pambili ng cellphone. 15,000 pesos.
Ay, yung premyo. First prize ay 15,000
pesos. Second prize?
12,000.
Third prize?
10,000.
Bilis siya.
Meron nung lalabas na mura.
Tapos pag malay mo, mangyari uli yung nangyari last year.
Ano ba nangyari last year?
Ano nangyari?
Yung dalawang, may special prize kami nung
pansay. Hindi kami yung mga judges, hindi makapagsundo. Hindi magkasunduan kung may third or fourth. Kasi yung fourth, hindi pwede. So siya ay, nagkaroon kami ng special honorable mention award for the fourth prize winner. Yun.
Ayun.
Okay. Bago tayo mag-umpisa, Attorney Ponce, balik tayo sa title.
Mm.
Anong year itong kaso natin?
May 9, 1975.
Birthday ng lolo ko, May 9. Sino-sino ang legal luminaries involved? Yung mga abogado mo
yan, masaya
ni
to.
Benigno Aquino Jr., BS.
Masaya, yung abogado ni Ninoy Aquino ay, una, Tanyada.
Lorenzo Tanyada.
Mm-hmm. Yan. Tapos Salonga.
Jovito Salonga.
Yan. Ordonez, Sedfri to, di ba?
Sedfri Ordonez.
Si Gonzales, bakal si Raul to, no?
Neptali Gonzales.
Neptali. Rodrigo Jr.
Sok.
Sa Sok, si Sok Rodrigo.
Si Francisco Sok. Rodrigo.
Rojas.
Mata ng bayan.
Rojas.
Rojas. Hindi ko alam. Manuel Rojas siguro. Hindi ko alam eh.
Arroyo.
Joker.
Joker Arroyo. Castro.
Fred Ruiz.
And Felipe.
Hindi ko rin kilala eh, no? Kung meron pa akong buhay sa inyo na nakakaalam kung sino itong Castro at saka sino itong Felipe, baka naman pwede i-text nyo sa akin. Sa Iro. Kasi dami alam yung first name. But sila po yung mga abogado ni Senator Aquino noong finale itong kaso ng Benigno Aquino Jr. versus Military Commission No. 2. May 9, 1975 na decision na.
Yung sa kabila, wala rin tulang kabigin eh.
Okay, yung mga big diba? Shot sa kabila. Attorney Ponce, yan. Sino ba yan?
Office of the Solicitor General, Estelito P. Mendoza.
Oh, di ba abogado ni
Ayos pa yung hanggang ngayon.
Hanggang kay Corona eh, abogado rin siya. No? Di ba yata abogado si Justice Corona eh, abogado na siya ni Ninoy. Mm. Kalaban pala to, nasa kabilang side to, sa Solicitor General. Sino ba?
Si Assistant Solicitor General Vicente V. Mendoza.
Who became Justice of the Supreme
Justice
Court.
Justice of the Supreme Court. Sunod.
Yes.
Assistant Solicitor General Hugo E. Gutierrez Jr.
Who also became Justice of the
also
Supreme
became
Court.
Supreme Court Justice.
Yes.
Tapos, next. Assistant Solicitor General Renato S. Puno. Ayos.
Okay. Who also became?
Chief Justice. Diba?
Yes.
Chief Justice Puno.
And diba? Then the last one?
Attorney Blessida Quintilian.
Yeah.
Kilala mo ba?
Hindi ko kilala. Pero I think she also served in the Supreme Court in some capacity. Mm. Wow. Yun po ang legal luminaries.
Parang ano, no? Parang heavyweight bout. Ano? Sa heavyweight bout.
Yeah, pero ka napansin, ano? Out of all these Supreme Court justices na abogado ng gobyerno noon, isa lang ang hindi naging justice.
Si Estelito Mendoza.
Si Estelito Mendoza.
Yung Solicitor General.
Yung Solicitor General.
Who also for a time also became concurrent, ano, di ba? Minister of Justice.
Yan, parang diba? Tsaka Governor Pampanga at some time.
Yun.
And grabe. Then, ano pa? Sino pa nag-appoint kay Senator, Assistant Sol Gen V.B. Mendoza?
Baka si Marcos, di ba?
Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi, V.B. Mendoza, panahon na ni ano yan eh. Fidel V. Ramos, I think.
Mm.
V. Ramos. Yan.
Okay.
Hugo Gutierrez, appointed by...
Cory ba?
Hindi to. Hugo Gutierrez, ano to? Reappointed to the court by Cory Aquino.
Cory Aquino.
Originally, Marcos Court yan. And then, nung nag-revamp, ibinilig siya ni...
Nireappoint.
Pero hindi maganda yung exit ni Justice Gutierrez, di ba?
Oo, okay. Nagkaroon ng konting sabit yan.
Ano ba nangyaring sabit nun?
Yung sa, ito ba ito? Yung pagkakaalam ko, yung sa, parang plagiarism case din eh, di ba?
Oo, yun yata yung, parang plagiarize na daw yung abogado ng isang litigante.
Oo, nung dineside niya in that favor, in favor of that litigant.
Yes, but he had the decency to resign.
Mm. Ito, nag-resign to.
Yeah, nag-resign siya because of that controversy. Mm. And then, si Renato Puno, who was Chief Justice before Chief Justice Corona. Sino ka point dito? Fidel V. Ramos din, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yun. Grabe.
And sinong ponente?
Justice Antonio.
Justice Antonio. Sino yung mga Supreme Court Justices noong panahon na to? Napansin mo ba, Attorney Ponzi?
Medyo mahaba yung kaso eh, di ba?
Sa dulo yun eh.
Sa dulo ng ano. Actually, the main case is a few pages lang. Ito. Aquino.
Okay.
Nag-concur sa decision. Yung sa main decision, Aquino, Concepcion, and Martin.
Okay.
Tapos yung iba executed separate opinions with the Chief Justice Makalintal taking no part.
Okay. So, sino yung opponent, Justice Antonio, and then Justice Tihanki, what did he vote?
Ano?
Si Justice Tihanki was already a member of the court, no?
I think he... Hindi ko sure kung nag-execute siya ng separate opinion.
Oh, I think he did, no? Pero maganda kasi pag-usapan muna ngayon yung ano ba talaga ang nangyari sa kaso na to before we discuss pa paano nagbotohan yung mga justices. Mga kaibigan, pasensya na kayo. Medyo gusto natin bigyan ng mukha at kulay yung ating kaso na 1975 pa. Kaya medyo dinidiscuss natin yung mga personalidad. No? At nakakatuwang isipin na yung mga pangalan na mabibigat noong panahon na yun ay hanggang ngayon mabibigat na pangalan pa rin sa larangan ng batas. No? At sila ay, kumbaga, hindi pa nakakalimutan. Ano ba nangyari, Attorney Ponzi?
Wala lang naman. Nung, siyempre, nung September 21, no? 1972, okay, nag-declare ng martial law si Pangulong Marcos.
Okay.
Yan.
Kailan na aresto si Senator Ninoy?
Dahil yan, nagkaroon na ng arestuhan. Si Petitioner Benigno Ninoy Aquino, Junior, no?
Junior
was arrested on 23 September 1972.
September 23?
2 days.
2 days after.
Oh. Yun.
Anong visa ng kanyang pagkaka-aresto?
General Order Number 2A.
2-A.
For complicity in a conspiracy to seize political and state power in the country and to take over the government.
Oh, parang may naalala ko dito ah. Ano yung diniscuss natin kaso last week, Attorney Ponzi?
Yung kay Stalin.
Okay, Joseph Stalin. doon po sa mga hindi nakikinig sa amin last week at ngayon lang napakinig sa amin. Last week po, pinag-usapan namin for 2 weeks ang tinatawag na Moscow Show Trial. Moscow Show Trials. Wala yung misis ko dito. Moscow Show Trials.
Meron bang ano? Meron magkukorek sa'yo? Wala.
Buti wala.
Okay lang.
Tapos, pinag-usapan natin kung paano ginawa ni Joseph Stalin lahat ng mga kaibigan at kasabay ng Bolsheviks ay kanyang pinaaresto at kinasuhan ng parehong kaso na ikinasuhan kay Senator.
Kanyan din. Conspiracy to seize political power and overthrow the government.
Overthrow state power and hand it over to Germany, etc., etc. Except dito, limitado lang to conspiracy to seize political and state power in the country and to take over the government.
Yeah.
Wow. And ano nangyari sa kanya?
Well, na-detain siya sa Fort Bonifacio.
Fort Bonifacio. Doon sa mga bata ngayon, yung the fort na yan ay dating kampo.
Dating kampo yan. Actually, kampo pa rin siya ngayon.
Uh-huh.
Diba? May mga installations pa doon. It's still a working military camp. At yes, siya ay katabi ng, malapit siya kasi sa airport. So, meron rin airbase yan.
Pero diba? Nalagay dito, ito, mukhang doon sa mga nakikinig doon sa away ng Makati at saka ng Taguig. He was detained at Fort Bonifacio in Rizal Province.
Ang problema, Taguig at Makati, parehong Rizal yun.
Hindi, Metro Manila ng ang Makati, di ba?
Nung time na yun,
pero dati, saan nga
nagri-Rizal pa yan. Kaya lang naman naging Metro Manila rin, panahon na ni Marcos.
Hindi wala. Geography din.
kaya itong kasong to, neutral eh. Rizal, probably.
Oo nga. Ano.
Okay. Wala siyang pinanigan kung Makati o Taguig.
Rizal province.
Rizal province eh.
Parang na-invision niya kung paano, di ba? Kung paano talaga magkakaroon ng away sa dapat.
Oo.
Anyway. Pagkatapos ng kanyang pagkakakulang on September 23, anong ginawa ni Senator Aquino?
Noong 25 September 1972, nag-file siya ng case for sued for writ of habeas corpus.
Writ of habeas corpus. Mm-hmm. Ano ba? Habeas? Habeas?
Whatever.
Ano ba ibig sabihin ng ano na yan? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng writ of habeas corpus?
Literally, di ba? Ano yan? Produce the body.
Yon.
Ibig sabihin, dalin hiningi niya. So I'm sure yung lawyers niya filed this. So hiningi ng mga lawyers niya na i-produce si Ninoy Aquino before the court at justify kung ano yung basis for his incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Yung kanyang case for habeas corpus, kinwestiyon niya yung legality ng proclamation of martial law. Okay. Saka yung arrest niya in detention. So, big time yung kanyang, yung unang kaso niya, big time, ano?
Oo.
Diba? Kasi parang mismo kinestyon niya yung martial, yung martial law.
At yung pag-arrest or detention. So, of course, sa habeas corpus, bakit siya nakukulong, no? Yun ang kanyang basis ng petition.
Mm.
Yung proklamasyon ng martial law, of course, it followed because of General Order Number 2-A. Ano ba yung General Order Number 1?
Yung ano, ano nga ba yan? Yung pagka-declare ng...
Oh.
Ano yan, siguro instructions yan to the military.
Correct, yeah.
Diba na, to maintain order, ganyan-ganyan. Kumbaga, in-assume ni Presidente ang Commander-in-Chief functions ng military. Diba? Kung hindi ko nagkakamali, ha?
Ah, sige. Pagkatapos, ano ang nangyari dito sa kanyang kaso ng writ of habeas corpus?
Inisyu yung writ.
Okay.
So,
ibig sabihin, no? Napakawalan ba siya?
Hindi naman. Hindi. Not yet. No, okay. not really. Inisyu yung writ. So, na-produce siya. But, na-dismiss yung petition.
Bakit?
Dahil in-uphold yung validity ng martial law. Tsaka yung arrest and detention niya.
That is on September 17,
1974. Mm-hmm. Yun.
Anong basis? Of course, we all know. Parang mahirap kasing...
Ano yan eh? Natalakay ba natin yung kasong yan?
Ano ba yung Javeliana? Hindi.
Oo, yung Javeliana, no?
Hindi yata
Javeliana. So, hindi ba yan yun?
Tingnan natin yung footnote number.
Alam, parang alam ko na-tackle natin yan eh. Kasi dun yung nag-lay ng basis, ng factual basis, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Na bakit tama yung pagkakadeclare ng martial law.
Baka Javeliana yun.
Kabilyana nga yata yun. Versus Executive Secretary.
Oh, versus Executive Secretary.
Yo.
Doon muna tayo sa ano, balik muna tayo sa batas, no. Ayan, martial law cases, Aquino versus Angrile, numbers. Ah, we haven't discussed this yet. This is maraming kaso pala to, lima. Aquino versus Enrile L-35546, 35538, 35540, 35567, and 35573. Decided on September 17, 1974. Maybe we should discuss that later on.
Mm.
But in any case, yan po yung desisyon ng Supreme Court na nagsasabing legal ang pagkakadeklara ng martial law at legal ang pagkakakulong kay Senator Ninoy Aquino.
Correct.
So, ang kaso ngayon naman, ang tinatawag na Binigno Aquino versus Military Commission Number 2, ano naman ang gustong gawin ng kasong to, Tony Ponzi?
So, basically, ang kine-question na dito, yung na dinala, ano eh, ang nagtatry kay, nag-hearing sa kaso ni Senator Aquino, ni Senator Ninoy Aquino, ay mga military courts, hindi civilian courts.
Uh-huh.
So, kine-question niya na ano bang may jurisdiction ba ang military courts over him who is a civilian?
Okay, pero ano naman yung mga kinakaso sa kanya ngayon dito sa military court?
Dito sa military court, yung sandali.
Okay, halimbawa, illegal possession of firearms.
Ayun, yun. Ammunition and explosives.
Ammunition.
Violation of Anti-Subversion Act. At saka murder. Oh.
Ano naman yung basis kaya ng mga kaso na yan? Ano? Kasi nung umpisa, ang ganyang kaso was conspiracy to seize political and state power in the country to take over the government. So, nung nagkaroon na ng kaso sa military commission, iba na yung kaso. Illegal possession of firearms, ammunition and explosives.
Oh. Questionin mo eh, kasi hindi na political crimes to eh.
Oo nga, diba? Violation of
except for the Anti-Subversion Act, siguro.
And or murder. Oh. And for murder.
At murder, diba?
Sino pinatay ni Senator Aquino? Okay. These were filed on August 14, 1973 on amended charge sheets before Military Commission Number 2. Sayang, sinabi ba kung sino yung laman ng Military Commission na yan?
Parang hindi eh. Ewan ko na alam. Parang hindi.
O sige. Mahina naman tong historians dito. Hindi nila sinabi. No? Maganda kasing malaman anong nangyari sa kanila eh. Anyway. Okay. So, ano nangyari dito sa Military Commission Number 2, Attorney Ponzi?
So, nagbukas yung nagbukas yung proceedings. Eh, kinestion ni Senator Ninoy Aquino yung fairness ng trial. Tapos, and he announced that he did not wish to participate in the proceedings.
Pagkatapos, yung kanyang defense counsel.
Discharge niya.
Discharge na.
Oo.
Pati yung kanyang military defense,
defense counsel. Parang alam niya kasing ano eh. Alam niya yata kung ano yung magiging decision. Even
parang,
before it started.
Lutong Macau daw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pero anong ginawa niya ngayon dito sa military commission na to?
Inadjourn na lang muna yung inadjourn na lang muna ng military commission number 2 yung kanilang proceedings.
Aha.
Yun.
Well, of course, Senator Aquino went to the Supreme Court.
Yun, yun. Ito yun.
And because of the urgency, ito magandang isang nasa decision po ito, magandang basahin. No? Because of the urgency of the petition, the court called for a hearing on Sunday, August 26, on the question of whether the membership of only 9 justices, with its membership of 9 justices, is at a quorum to take cognizance of the petition in view of the constitutional questions involved. So nag-hearing sila ng isang Sunday, August 26, para lang pag-usapan kung pwede ba silang mag-convene dahil kulang sila sa quorum. At the hearing, the court asked the parties to agree to seek from the military commission a postponement of petitioner's trial the following day. Doon ako nagtataka. Yung military commission will proceed and the Supreme Court will ask the parties to postpone the military commission hearing. Parang baliktad yan.
Parang mas mataas yung military court. Ano? Parang ang nagpapaalam pa yung Supreme Court.
Oh, parang mga general.
Baka pwedeng postpone
nga pala yung Supreme Court of the Philippines. Pwede pang pa-reset kayo bukas kasi hindi namin natrabaho ng Sunday. Parang ganun, di ba?
Parang mas mataas pa yung military commission kaysa sa Supreme Court.
Oh, bakit ganun? Hindi ko na, parang hindi, well, this is just a minor point here. Pero parang nakikita mo ngayon, ano ba talaga yung papel ng Supreme Court nung panahon ng military, yung martial law. Dahil pati pagpapospon sa hearing, ang Supreme Court ang nagpapakiusap, ang nakikiusap.
Well, actually, mamaya, di ba, malalaman natin later on. Parang nadidictate yung tempo nung decision, tong observation mo na to. Di ba?
Correct. Yeah.
Kasi mamaya malalaman nila mamaya. Na
huwag mo kakalimutan sabihin na kasi hindi ko pa alam ang sagot.
Hindi, kasi nga, talagang yun ang basis yung, let's say, parang ano, martial law kasi.
Martial law.
At yun yun. So, militar talaga kasi ang nananaig nun talaga is military force to quell whatever it is that needs to be quelled during martial law. Yun yun eh.
Which is weird, no? Parang, well, of course, ngayon po, huwag na ko kayo mag-alala mga kaibigan kasi po yung 1987 Constitution, biniligtad na po lahat ng sinasabi.
Oo, mamaya, babasahin natin yung pertinent constitutional provision.
Yeah, no. So, huwag na kayong mag-alala.
Huwag kayong mag-alala. Hindi na ganyan ngayon.
Hindi na po ngayon. Na sa panahon po ngayon, hindi na kailangan magpaalam yung Supreme Court sa military provision na magpo-postpone.
Yun.
Okay. Tama. Attorney Ponzi, 7:30 na. Meron akong tanong. Maya-maya na ko.
Maya-maya.
Sige. So, handa mo lang tanong mo dyan, ha, Attorney Ponzi. Okay. Samantala, meron muna tayo ilang mga paalala.
Alamin ang mga local, national, at international issues. 7:38 sa Mega Manila. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawak, mas pinalakas ang bagong radyo ng bayan. Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig. Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya'y sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan. News and current affairs, top stories of the day, business, sports, music, and entertainment. 7:38 sa Mega Manila. Mas pinaganda, mas pinalawak, mas pinalakas ang bagong radyo ng bayan.
Okay, ayan. Attorney Marvin, meron tayong 31 minuto makalipas ang alas 7 dito pa rin sa Bayan at Batas.
Miss Ben, 0920-923-6509. Ang itetext sa ating mga kababayan sa tanong ni Attorney Ponzi.
Mahirapan natin sila ngayon.
Texter number 2.
Mm-hmm. Mahirapan natin sila.
Okay po.
Texter number 2, ang mananalo.
Yes.
Tama. Maganda tong tanong ko ngayon. Anong number ng military commission na nag-litis kay Minoy?
Grabe na ta.
Ang hirap ng tanong ko.
Anong number ng military commission?
Mm-hmm. Yun, number what?
Yeah.
Diba? Texter number 2, diba? Ang mananalo, diba?
Sige, sige. Napakahirap ng tanong mo.
Ang hirap ng tanong ko, grabe.
Oh, okay.
Kailangan listening kayo talaga.
Listening.
Diba?
She always listen, like in Congress.
Mm.
Ayan na, mayroon mga nagte-text na.
Ayan, bilis ano.
Texter number 2 will win Coffee Bean & Tea Philippines gift certificates.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Ngayon, balik tayo sa kaso, Attorney Ponzi. Mm. Noong nag-file siya ng kaso sa Supreme Court questioning the constitution of this military commission, ano naman ang naging reaction ng Supreme Court? Humingi rin pala siya ng temporary restraining order at prohibition in the meantime na yung kanilang kaso sa Supreme Court ay pinag-uusapan. Anong nangyari, Attorney Ponzi?
Ito. Nung, di ba, nung, anong tawag dito? Nagkaroon ng, for petitions assurance, nagkaroon ng special committee.
Okay.
Di ba? Composed ng mga retired justices of the Supreme Court to be designated by the Chief Justice and 4 members. To be designated by petitioner si Senator Ninoy, President of the Integrated Board of Philippines, Secretary of Justice, saka Secretary of National Defense, to reinvestigate the charges against him. Uh-huh. Diba? Gumawa pa ng committee. Tapos, okay. Yun. Yun, nagkaroon ng ganung, pero, ang nangyari, sa mga palad, dalawa lang yata yung na-appoint sa commission na yun at hindi siya nag function.
Okay. Diba? So, sabi natin kanina, kinesyon na ni Senator Aquino yung commission. So, sabi nga ni Attorney Ponzi, di gumawa silang special committee.
Reinvestigate tayo.
Reinvestigate tayo, special committee. Sino yung mga members sa special committee dinesignate, no? Secretary of Justice, Secretary of National Defense, President of the Integrated Bar of the Philippines, the Chief Justice as Chairman.
Retired Chief Justice.
Tapos
retired Justice ng Supreme Court.
Oh, na si Justice JBL Reyes.
Mm.
Pero si Justice JBL Reyes declined.
Declined?
Bakit siya nag-decline?
Ikaw na, nakat yung aking ano, kodi ko
siya.
Nakat yung sulat.
Wala internet. Isa rin yung IBP chairman. So,
PDF yung ginagamit ko.
What I'm saying here is that, so yung military commission, parang, sige, kine-question mo kami. Ang ginawa nila, sige, parang hindi mo kami question yun. May special committee. Pwede pala yun, ano, sa military commission.
May ganun, ano?
Anything goes. Parang, kung ayaw mo sa amin, gawa tayong bago. Lagi tayo ng kakampi mo. Yan. Pero parang wala ka rin kakampi kasi Secretary of Justice at Secretary of National Defense ang nilagay. No?
Ayos yun.
Wala kang panama. Anyway, pagkatapos nun, si Senator Aquino went again to the Supreme Court questioning naman the creation of the special committee and questioning also the legality of its creation. Kumbaga, siyempre naman, may military commission, kinesyon may military commission, gumawa ng special committee.
May investigation.
Ano yun? Nag-committee to investigate the investigative committee. Parang ang labo, no?
Mm.
And then, at the same time, so itong kanyang kasong final, sinama niya na yung Supreme Court Justice at Secretary of Justice.
Mm.
Kasi sila rin yung members ng committee.
Mm.
Pagkatapos nun, nag-issue na ng temporary restraining order ang Supreme Court laban doon sa military commission.
Number something.
Yan. Okay. Ano naman yung mga arguments? Pero bago natin pag-usapan yung mga argumento, may nangyari in between, Attorney Ponzi, naalala mo ba? Ano nangyari? Nag-file siya ng motion to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
yung petition ni Senator Aquino na final consistent with his siguro realization
na wala sa mapapala ang justisya.
Na walang mapapala dito sa mga kaso na to. Sabi niya, akin na nga yung petition ko, withdrawin na natin yan.
Withdrawin na lang natin.
Kasi wala naman eh. Dito sa baba, mukhang convicted na ako sa Supreme Court, hindi nyo alam gagawin nyo. Sige, withdrawin ko na. Yeah. Anong, at dun, yun ay pinag-usapan ng Korte Suprema.
Oo, pinag-usapan pa yan kung pwede niya i-withdraw.
Bakit ganun? Bakit pa nila pinag-usapan?
Actually, dininay nila yung motion to withdraw.
Okay. Bakit kasi, dininay?
Ang matters na to have already been submitted for resolution at saka they are of paramount public interest.
Oh.
So, kasi it is imperative that questions raised by the petition on the constitutionality and legality of the proceedings against civilians in military commissions pursuant to pertinent general orders, presidential decrees, and letters of instruction should be definitely resolved. So kahit i-withdraw niya yung kaso, eh, gusto na nila i-resolve yung issue na yon.
Correct, no?
Na kung pwede bang masubject ang civilians into military commissions.
Right. No? So ngayon, parang at that time siguro sinasabi ng mga lawyers si Senator Aquino, malabo talaga to, ano? Nag-file lang nga tayo ng kaso, gagamitin pa yung kaso natin para makakreate sila ng jurisprudence.
Para ma-justify yung iba, no?
To legalize the proceedings.
To rubber stamp the proceedings. Ang maganda dito kasi, di ba, ang nangyari, dininay nila yung motion to withdraw the petition.
Pagkatapos?
Pero, dinismiss din nila yung petition.
Yun. So after denying the withdrawal of the petition, dinismiss nila yung petition.
8 justices.
8. And una muna, bago natin sabihin yung ruling, although nasabi na natin, ano ba yung mga arguments ng mga lawyers si Senator Aquino against the military commission?
Yung basic argument na it was unlawfully constituted kasi nga it does not have jurisdiction to hear cases against civilians.
Okay.
Kasi military courts eh.
Yes. Diba?
And for a military court, kasi ang normal thinking mo naman sa military court, dalawa. You are ang nasasakdal dito is a military officer,
yeah.
Number one. Or, you violated articles of war.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Itong nangyari dito, this is yung illegal possession of firearms, it's not really covered by articles of war. At hindi military officer si Senator Aquino. Malino naman. Ni reservist yata, hindi siya reservist.
Correct, no?
Diba? Yun, yep. So that's the first argument. Yun yung first argument niya.
And what did the Supreme Court say about it?
Authorized ng General Order 8 na cover ang civilians to preserve the peace.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi these are emergency times. Yun ang sinasabi ng Supreme Court.
Ito yung sabi ng Supreme Court.
To preserve the safety of the nation in times of national peril. So, correct. Imbued ni power under the general order, binigyan ng power military commissions to hear civilian cases.
Yan. In the Supreme Court's own words, we cannot close our eyes. Tama ba to? We will close our eyes? No, we cannot. We cannot close our eyes to the fact that the continued existence of these military tribunals and the exercise by them of jurisdiction over civilians during the period of martial law are within the contemplation and intendment of Section 3, Paragraph 2, Article 17 of the Constitution. These are tribunals of special and restricted jurisdiction created under the stress of an emergency and national security. This is the only logical way to construe said Section 3, Paragraph 2 of Article 17 of the Constitution in relation to General Order Number 3, 12, and 20, and 39 in the context of contemporary history and the circumstances attendant to the framing of the new charter. Whew, ang haba ng sentence na yun. Para ako nagbasa ng sentence si Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Anyway. Okay. Ano pa yung ibang argumento ni Senator Aquino?
By his trial by a military commission, na-deprived siya ng due process.
Okay.
Since ang view niya, ang due process na guaranteed by the Constitution to persons accused of ordinary crimes means judicial process, hindi military process.
Okay. Diba? Anong sagot ng Supreme Court?
Ganun na naman, sabi niya. In times of this exigency, sabi niya, it creates an exception to the general rule of civilian jurisdiction. In you know, and renders offenses against laws of war as well as those of civil character triable at the discretion of the commander, nga si President Marcos, by military tribunals. Ganun na naman. Yeah. Dahil sa, yan, no? Public danger warrants the substitution of executive processes for judicial processes. Yun.
Yung isang argument ni Senator Aquino, cognizant sa argumento na yan eh, sabi niya, the trial will not be fair and impartial because the President Marcos at the time had already prejudged petitioner's case, and the military tribunal is a mere creation of the President and subject to his control and direction. Ang sagot ng Supreme Court.
We cannot, sabi nila, we cannot indulge in unjustified assumptions. Diba?
Unjustified assumptions.
So, prejudice cannot be presumed. Diba? Sabi niya. Especially if weighed against the great confidence and trust reposed by the people upon the President and the latter's legal obligation under his oath to do justice to every man. Nor is it justifiable to conceive, much less presume.
Nilaong nang atis sa text ng Supreme Court. Nilaong parang gusto kong mahilo dito sa sinasabi dito.
Nakakawindan. Ano?
Tuloy mo lang.
Bakit sa banks eh, no? That the members of the Military Commission, the Chief of Staff, the Armed Forces of the Philippines, the Board of Review and Secretary of National Defense, with their corresponding staff judge advocates, as reviewing authorities through whom petitioner's hypothetical conviction would be reviewed before reaching the President, would all be insensitive to the great principles of justice and violate the respective obligations to act fairly and impartially in the premises.
Tagalogin mo nga, Attorney Ponce.
Ay, nako. hindi natin pwedeng i-presume na prejudge, pinipre-judge na ng mga taong yon si Senator Aquino. Kasi you have to presume also that they're doing their job and they are still guided by principles of justice, diba? And fairness. At you cannot also presume the President na pinag-iinitan siya, di ba?
Kahit kinasuhan siya, no?
Kahit kinasuhan siya.
Pakinggan na lang natin si Senator Aquino. Okay. Yung kanyang speech. Ano kaya yung kanyang nararamdaman ng mga panahon na yun dito sa ating excerpt?
I have often asked myself, when I was in prison for 7 years and 7 months, you will note that one of the greatest problems of a prisoner is loneliness. For 7 years, I was not allowed to see the moon and the stars. There were days where they left me all alone by myself. I had no reading material. I had nothing. I was twiddling my thumb. I would walk and walk and walk across my room. There's a room of about 4 meters by 5 meters. Hoping that I'll get tired. And then when I get tired, I will fall asleep. Knowing that tomorrow will be the same. And I often ask myself, eh bakit ka pa nagpapakahirap dito? In 73, a high official of the government asked me, endorse mo na lamang ang new society ni Noy, ayos na, ilalabas na kita. When I refused, they advised me, sumulat ka lang kay Marcos, ask for his forgiveness. O yun naman ka kung kasalanan ko, eh siya nagkasala sa bayan, bakit ako humihingi ng tawad? My friends, I cannot understand the temerity and the gall of these people. Eh, kang ganun, be practical. Eh, talagang ganun eh. Makibagay ka na ikaw. Napakalakas ka ng bagyo eh. Ikaw lahi ka mahihirapan diyan. Mag-isa ka dyan. Hindi bali kang ganun. Kung ayaw mo nang sumulat, eh, tumawag ka na lang sa telepono. Ibulong mo na lamang. Ayos na. I would like to tell you that I was tempted in my 7,000, almost 7,285 days in prison to do just that. I am only human. Ako po isang tao lamang. when my wife and children would visit me and they would leave me at dusk after 1 hour. I also would like to enjoy the embrace of my children and the peace of my home. But if I gave faith in that conviction, if I refused to accept the jurisdiction of a military court, and because I refused to defend myself, they will give me the death sentence, I vowed to myself that because you have elected me to the Senate and I gloried in its pomp, therefore it is now time that I must suffer the consequences of my act. And because I knew early on, and I discovered that there is a God who is just, na mayroong isang Panginoon na ibibigay sa atin ang ating kagandahang ginawa at paparusahin tayo sa ating kamaliang nagawa rin. It is because of that faith in my divine creator that sustained me all these years. All I had to do was call for a telephone that was outside my room. All I had to do was pick it up and tell Mr. Marcos, Brad, tapos na, ayos na, I'm throwing the towel. Killers in the Philippines were freed. The people who were used to testify against me told the court, I killed 50 people. And yet that man was free. He described to the people and he described to the military tribunal how he killed human beings. And yet that man was free and I was in jail. Many witnesses were paraded before me. I never saw them in my life. And yet they were pointing fingers at me, accusing me of crimes I never committed. They admitted to crimes. They said they were communists. They said they were number 3 in the communist hierarchy. And yet the government set them free and I was in jail. But I knew that somehow I will regain my freedom. Maybe not in this world, but elsewhere. And I knew that sometime, somewhere, Mr. Marcos and I will meet. And in that meeting, I will have my satisfaction.
Okay.
Okay.
Grabe. So I think they have already met.
Oh, and you already had the satisfaction.
You already has the satisfaction.
Alam mo siguro sasabihin niya kay Marcos, eh, Brad, ano na tayo ah? 2-0 na. Dalawa na presidente ko. Ikaw, isa lang.
Huwag naman, baka maghamon.
O nga pala, no, mahirap na. Maka mag-2-all.
Eh, tsaka hindi naman pwede Aquino Marcos lang palagi yung presidente sa Pilipinas. Diba?
Correct.
Kailan iba-iba naman. Kahit pa paano.
Pero, grabe yung ano eh. Grabe yung sinabi niya, no? Those people admitted to crimes. Diba?
Yes.
One admitted to killing 50 people but he was free. Si Ninoy was in jail.
Correct.
Diba? Grabe, no?
Yeah.
Yun.
Pero, ang nakakapagtaka dito, no, sinabi nga talaga dito sa speech ni Senator Aquino, he only had to call.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even have to file a case. And of course, marami namang gumawa na gano'n, maraming tumawag lang at nakalaya na, no? Yeah. Hindi na pinahirapan.
Sorry na lang, sorry.
Oh, in fact, naging kaibigan pa nga nung mga nasa side ng kabila, no? Later on. And they were set free. But Senator Aquino said, no, he wasn't going to make that call. And, of course, we know what happened. And
they gave him the death sentence, di ba?
Yes, they gave him the death sentence.
Na-dismiss tong petition na to. Ito, di ba? Kanina sinabi na natin, di ba? Na-dismiss tong petition na to.
Yes.
So, paving the way for that military commission to do its business.
Yes.
And convict Senator Aquino of the crimes that he allegedly committed and sentenced him to death, di ba?
Exactly. Ito palaging palaisipan naman sa akin, no? Kung meron siyang death sentence as handed down by the military commission, bakit pa siya pinayagang pumunta sa Amerika para magpagamot sa puso?
Para ma-enjoy lo yung kanyang pagde-death.
Para ma-enjoy niya yung paghihintay sa death sentence. So ibig sabihin talagang walang ibig sabihin yung death sentence na yon.
Oo, correct.
Parang and in fact hindi yun ma-execute or ma-implement ng dating pangulo dahil parang alam niya walang basis and he would correct. Just be killing Senator Aquino helplessly if he had implemented that death sentence.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So anong nangyari sa kaso, Attorney Ponzi?
Dismiss niya, 'di ba? Dininay nila yung motion to withdraw only to dismiss the case. Mm-hmm.
Correct, no.
'Di ba?
And so, in the meantime, ano naman ang ganansa ng kasong 'to?
Anong ganansa? Kung
kumbaga, sabihin, itong kasong 'to, eh meron pa ba tong visa? Kumbaga, meron pa bang suspense okay. sa panahon na ngayon?
Oo. Kung tatanungin natin ay itong kasong to ba ay applicable pa today, di ba? Yun ang problema ko, yung internet ko ay mabaga.
Hindi na po. Hindi na po siya.
Hindi na siya applicable to today. Kasi
lahat po
ang,
ng sinabi dito.
Ano to eh, nung ginawa nila yung 1987 Constitution, binura nila, actually di ba, binura nila yung, ni-reverse nila lahat ng mga Supreme Court decisions about martial law.
Yes.
Di ba? Kasi parang ano eh, yung kumbaga parang tinanggal nila yung bangungot eh.
Correct.
Diba?
So, lahat po ng jurisprudence dito, yung sinasabing merong kapangyarihan ito. ang military commission during martial law ay hindi na po maaari under the 1987 Constitution.
Ito, nahanap ko na yung paragraph ngayon ng 1987 Constitution, mga kaibigan.
Sige, pakibasa.
The state of martial law does not suspend the operation of the Constitution, nor supplant the functioning of the civil courts or legislative assemblies, nor authorize the conferment of jurisdiction on military courts and agencies over civilians, where civil courts are able to function, nor automatically suspend the privilege of the writ. Nasa paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth paragraph na section 18. Of the legislative article, this is article 7 of the 1987 Constitution.
All right.
Binura nila lahat. Kaya itong, wala na to, parang kumbaga historical perspective na lang natin pinag-uusapan itong kasong to. Kasi hindi na to applicable.
Yes, the history of that provision, ito ho yung kaso na yan. At itong kaso na po to, binaligtad na ng 1987 Constitution. The military commissions no longer have jurisdiction over civilians during the time of martial law. Wow. So at least kung magkakaroon pa ng martial law, hindi na tayo
magaganito.
Buti na lamang. And well, I guess that's how we end it. On August 21, 2013, we will celebrate the 30th death anniversary of Senator Ninoy Aquino. This case is one of his legacies, although kumbaga sasabihin natin reluctantly kasi wini-withdraw na nga niya yung petition pero ayaw namang ipa-withdraw sa kanyang Supreme Court, and nabaligtad na ang pangyayari kasi yung pagkaka-withdraw ng pagkaka-dismiss ng petition na to with that kumbaga exposition by the Supreme Court of 1975, everything has been overturned because of the 1987 Constitution.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Pero kung hindi kaya na-overturn yun, ano kaya ang nangyari?
Well, law of the land yan.
Oo. So para kung gusto kang ipakulong ng isang ng kaaway mo sa politika, magde-declare lang siya ng martial law at tapos kakasuhan ka ng conspiracy to overthrow the government.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun na lang. Suspend writ of habeas corpus at makukulong ka.
Correct.
Wow. Mahirap pala yun. Wow. Okay. Ang nanalo po. Titignan ko muna yung telepono ko. Sino ba ang sumali? Maraming sumali ngayon.
Ang hirap pa silang tanong ko eh.
Ibig sabihin, alam na alam nila yung sagot.
Ang sagot, mali ang sagot ni Alito Araneta, General Order Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi. Ang sagot po ay Military Commission Number 2. Ang nakasagot po ay si Mr. Philip Ko.
Yun. Mm. Oy, kamusta na si Mr. Philip Ko? Ang nabalik.
Aha.
At ang mga sumali.
Ang sumali si Mr. Alito Araneta kanina at si Pastor Roger De Lara. Okay. Merong isang comment si Pastor Roger De Lara. Attorney Marvin, treat si Ninoy sa justification ng martial law kung walang essence ang rebellion. Hindi ko naiintindihan. Sinataka muna, Attorney Ponce, habang...
sige, ko muna, Attorney na.
Hindi, nagpapabati sa akin yung mga kasama ko kaninang, kasama ko dito sa konting salo-salo ng aking bayaw. Mm. Yung aking pamangkin, si... actually, alam mo, pwede ko itong pag-appearing sa korte kasi ang pangalan niya ay Carlo Noel Punsalan. Mm. So, pag sinabi niyang... I am Attorney Noel Punsalan, hindi siya nagsisinungan. At saka yung kanyang fiancé. Eh, yung fiancé niya, talaga abogado. Si Attorney Carmela Sacasas. Yun, kamusta kayo? Pauwi na yata kayo eh. Hindi na tayo nagkita kanina eh. Diba? Yun.
Okay. So
kamusta kayo? Kaya have a safe journey home.
Yes. Pati ko yung misis ko. Hi, misses. Malakas ba ulan? At last week, birthday ng anak ko, si Julian Agustin, Aceron.
Si Eldridge Marvin, sa ano? Sa
birthday ko sa 21. Kaya kailangan ko magtrabaho.
Ikaw talaga, Attorney Noel, talagang kanina-kanino.
Sa mga babati po, salamat. Next week, hindi ko na pag-uusapan to. And you have any, meron ka bang future question?
Ako?
Oo.
Hindi, wala nang future ang military courts eh. Over civilians in times of martial law.
Wala nang future ang military courts. But if you look at it from a different perspective, paano kung talagang mayroong military rebellion? Or rebellion?
Well, nakalagay naman sa constitution, if the civil courts are not functioning, I guess pwede. Diba? I guess pwede. But for as long as there is the civilian courts, and ang ano ay civilian, ang nasasakdal ay civilian, eh dapat civilian ang umawak. Pero yung ganyan, hindi rin naman natin masabi ang martial law if it's a legitimate martial law situation or legitimate state of war, di ba? Fluid yan eh. So hindi natin masabi.
Correct.
Di ba? Yun.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you po, mga kaibigan. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. And this will conclude our discussion on the show trials, beginning with the show trials
show
of Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Ito yung show trial ni Ninoy Aquino. In 1975. Next week, we'll discuss a new set of topics.
Okay. Teka muna, si Attorney Noel muna. Attorney Noel, paalam ka muna.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat at pasensya na po kayo. Hindi ako nakapunta dyan. Pasensya na kayo.
Happy birthday ulit, ha?
Kay... sa aking bayaw, si Architect Eugene Panagito.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Architect.
Okay.
Sige, salamat.
Magandang gabi, ha?
Yes. Miss Ben, love is greater than justice.
Ayun. Okay. Maraming salamat kay Attorney Noel at kay Attorney Marvin sa technical side na kasama natin sina Rolly Bumatayo at si Orly Lopez. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa susunod na edisyon ng ating palatuntunan, ito po si Ben Blones. Magandang gabi.
Bayan at Batas. Hanggang sa muling pagtatanghal ng Bayan at Batas sa ganito ring oras at himpilan.